This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money Show. It's Thursday, April 21st, and we are here trying to help you make smart and wise and, you know, I don't know, like sane financial decisions. And we're trying to do that while incorporating what you really want to do. Remember, what we do here is try to incorporate your real life. And we're just using money as a tool. Not all of you have the same circumstances. That's okay. It doesn't matter. We all have different goals and objectives. It's like we all have different body types. There's different things that you want to do with that body. We're here to help you get to the place wherever you want that place to be. Okay. So in order to do so, all you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, complete the form, and when it says, will you come on the program, say, sure, I'll come on the program. That's what Thomas did. Thomas is on the line from the southern part of the United States of America. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
Hi, Jill. How are you? Doing great here.
All right. So what brings you to our airwaves?
Oh, Jill.
Oh, dear.
No, things are really great. I'm just struggling, kind of balancing, paying off student loans and saving for retirement.
Okay, so that is a very common problem. So tell us about what's going on. So tell us about student loans.
So I'm 41. I've got about $43,000 worth of student loans from undergrad, and I've been paying on them, and they don't seem to be going anywhere.
Are they federal loans or private? Okay, they're federal loans.
Federal loans.
Mm-hmm. All right, so right now you're in the 0% world, right?
Right.
Okay. So that's undergrad. Does that mean there's graduate school also?
Currently, I'm in a nurse practitioner program. I should be finishing up in December. Fortunately, I've been working through that degree, so I've been able to kind of just pay out of pocket. But I am taking out a little bit of loans to kind of get me through the end.
Okay. And how much will that be?
That should be about $10,000 to $15,000.
But nothing, you don't have to pay on that right now because you're in the program,
nope.
Right? Okay.
Correct.
So tell us more. So you're 41. What else is going on? Are you currently a nurse?
Yes.
How much do you earn?
So I'm working part-time right now in school. I bring home around $2,300 a month.
When you get that degree, what's your income going to be?
I'm anticipating about $100.
Do you have a partner, a spouse?
Yes, I have a partner.
Okay. Tell me about partner's income.
Currently, he is doing a little entrepreneurial work with his dad. They're starting a vineyard in Kentucky. So he's not really bringing in much money right now.
That does not sound like the kind of partner I like. The partners that I like are the ones that bring in a lot of money. I'm only kidding. Okay. Do you guys live together?
Yes.
How are you paying for like life? Are you making $2,300 a month with your degrees? Or are you splitting expenses?
We split expenses, and what I'm taking home right now pretty much covers everything I need.
So what about what you've said? You're 41, so presumably as a nurse, you've been saving money all along. So how much do you have in retirement?
I've got about $310,000 in retirement.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Is that pre-tax or post-tax? I presume pre-tax.
I've got $92,000 in my Roth, and then the rest is pretty much pre-tax.
What about money in the bank?
I've got about $24,000 just sitting in cash for emergencies.
Anything else? Do you guys own a home or are you renting?
We own a home.
Tell me about the home. How much is it worth?
It's worth about $280,000 now. Mm-hmm. And I think we've got about $160,000 left on the mortgage.
What's the rate on the mortgage?
3 or 4%.
and you're not moving. This is where you are, unless he hits it big in Kentucky.
I don't anticipate us living here forever, but
forever's a long time, as my mother likes to say. Whenever anyone gets married, that's a long commitment. Forever. Right now, on the $2,300 a month, are you making retirement contributions?
Yeah, I do 6%, and my employer matches like 5%. I'm not making a lot, so not a lot is going into there right now.
That's fine. But I was even going to say, I would just put up to the match and that's it.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing.
That's it. Okay. That's fine. So what are you doing in terms of when you say, you know, you've been paying some on the undergraduate loans, how much are you putting down on those student loans right now?
Well, I guess I haven't been paying on them since everything's been turned off. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I was paying about $400 or $500 a month on them.
So you were before we went into forbearance.
Yep.
Okay.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
What were you making before you started school?
About 90, 95.
What do you mean? How could you only make another $5,000 from going to school? What are you talking about? That seems ridiculous. I demand a recount. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, that was also during COVID.
No, go back pre-COVID. I need to make a comparison. How on earth are you like giving your life, your blood, and your money to a program that's only going to add $5,000 or $10,000?
So pre-COVID, I was only making like 60.
Okay, so that's why. Because it would make no sense to make that trade, right? All right. So you were making 60. Now you're going to be able to make 100, but you have been making a lot because the COVID thing, which is horrifying, but at least you got paid. Thank God. I think you do what you're doing right now, which is great. Like when you say balancing between retirement and student loans right this second is easy because you have nothing to do. January of 23 comes along. Okay. You're going to start to make a lot more money. Mark, what should the balance be if he was, say, making $500 a month payments on the student loans? What do you think the balance should be going forward? Like, how much were you putting into your retirement account before school? What percentage?
I was still doing like the 6% to get the match, and then I was using extras to fund my Roth.
Okay, Mark, when he's got $40,000 extra a year, what should the breakdown be between education, debt, pay down, and his retirement plan? Give it to him.
I think he should just still continue to do the match. And you might not like hearing that, but I would just take like the next year, the next 18 months, 24 months, if that's what it takes. And I would put every extra dollar available and get rid of that loan. And then once that's done, boom, then you start maxing out your 401k, you start maxing out your Roth.
All right. I'm going to give you an alternative. Because, you know, that's how we roll here. We're not always the same. I go 10% in my retirement account and do my Roth and everything else goes to debt. I think 10% is the right number for you. You're 41. You really do have to get cranking on retirement and you have money there. And I think you'll make more and more. And you know, look, I presume that your partner was making money doing something previously. I don't know how long this fanciful winemaking adventure will go on. But one thing you can't afford to do, and I'll tell you this as your good old Auntie Jill, and I do have some nephews and nieces who are in their 40s, what you can't afford to do is float expenses for the couple on your $100,000 salary. He has to participate in this. You're going to keep putting money into retirement. You're going to pay down these student loans. It's going to be gone fast. Does carrying this balance freak you out?
It does freak me out, but it also freaks me out more not to be putting money into retirement.
All right. So then let's do 10% in retirement. Mark, can you get aboard 10%?
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't be doing the Roth as well. But that's just me.
Do you have a Roth option through your retirement account?
I am doing the Roth option now.
Okay, good. Let's see what your cash flow looks like You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's still going to be a nursing shortage. Maybe it's going to be if you end up making a little more than 100 and things are like, well, I'm feeling good, then go 10%, do the Roth and use all the money to pay down the loan. But listen, okay. The loan's going to pop back up. It's going to be at, I don't know what it is, probably 5-ish%. Let's see what the rate is. Let's see where this thing goes. And by the way, if for some reason you have some sort of windfall or something happens, you can whack down portions of your debt. You know, it will get paid off. You're going to pay this off. You're going to make a lot more. You're making a lot more money. So you will pay it off. And if for some reason you are making a little bit more money part-time, sock it away, keep it in the bank. Don't do anything else. Focus on paying down the debt.
Okay.
All right. Now, your partners, you own this place together. Have you guys done wills?
Well, Jill.
See the pause?
I have it all done, but I haven't had it notarized yet.
Okay, that's silly. Let's just do that.
I know. I'm on it, Jill. Thank you.
You promise? Aunt Jill.
I promise.
All right, Thomas, we got your back. You call us if anything changes, but I think you're going to be okay. I get the balance, but thank you for being, and also thank you for sending us that note, because by the way, everyone who's mean to us about people who are really rich, he says, I don't have millions of dollars, so no one's going to give you hate mail if you put me on the show. What else do we need to know from you? What else do you want to ask us?
I mean, I think that's it. Just really how to balance both of those. Because to me, it feels so much better to put money into retirement than to just like drop it in this student
loan.
Yeah,
but think about this. I get the retirement thing, especially when it's 0%. But think about this. When your clock starts ticking again, let's just say it's January and it's a 5% loan. Think about how great it's going to be like, I got a 5% guaranteed return. You're going to feel so awesome about that.
Okay. That's a good way to think about it.
Right? It's like, oh, I just got a guaranteed rate of return of 5%. That's great. Okay. If you, like Thomas, would like to come on the program, all you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button. You can follow us here at Eye on Money, wherever you get your podcast. Check out our other show. It's called Jill on Money. Don't forget to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. It's free. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Mark Talercio is the co-host and the executive producer. We are distributed by CBS. Please try to do something nice for someone else today. Our mantra, curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.